From the very first moment I encountered him, Jesus became the anchor of my soul. It wasn't in some grand cinematic event, it was in the quiet whisper of his presence that I knew my life had changed forever. The moment my heart met his, and the love that has only grown stronger with every passing day. I grew up hearing about Jesus, stories of his miracles, his compassion, his sacrifice, but for the longest time, he was just a distant figure. That all changed the day I truly encountered him. It wasn't in a cathedral or during a thunderous sermon. It was in a moment of utter stillness when my heart cried out for something greater, and he answered. The love I felt wasn't the kind you could describe with a Hallmark card or a simple Jesus loves you message. It was a love that overwhelmed me, wrapped around me, and filled the deepest voids in my soul. It was as if every wound, every fear, and every failure was met with his unshakable promise. You are mine, and I will never let you go. When I think of love, my mind always goes back to the cross. Imagine it. The creator of the universe stepping down from glory to endure pain, humiliation, and death. All for us, for me, for you. The weight of that realization is something I carry daily, not as a burden, but as the deepest source of joy and gratitude. The words of John 15:13 echo in my heart. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus didn't just lay down his life. He took up the sins of the world, endured the wrath we deserved, and rose again to offer us eternal life. His love isn't just spoken, it's proven. I remember the first time I truly felt rescued by Jesus. I was in a dark place, overwhelmed by guilt and shame. I felt unworthy of love, let alone forgiveness, but Jesus didn't come to me with judgment. He came with open arms. In prayer, I felt his words seep into my spirit. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. It was as if he took every burden I carried and replaced it with his peace. From that moment on, I knew my life belonged to him. Loving Jesus isn't just about following a set of rules or believing in a higher power. It's about knowing him as a friend, a savior, and the lover of my soul. I love Jesus because he first loved me. Before I knew him, before I could even comprehend his goodness, he chose me. He pursued me, not because of who I am, but because of who he is. His love isn't conditional. It's not based on my performance or my past. It's rooted in his perfect, unchanging nature. I love Jesus because he's faithful. When the world feels chaotic, he is my rock. When I stumble, he lifts me up. When I'm lost, he guides me back to his path. His promises are true, and his presence is constant. I love Jesus because he's my hope. In a world filled with brokenness, he is the light that never dims. He reminds me that this life is not the end, that there is a greater glory awaiting us. His resurrection is the proof that death has been defeated and that love always wins. Every day, my love for Jesus deepens. It's not always easy. There are moments of doubt, struggle, and failure. But in those moments, his love becomes even clearer. It's in the valleys that I feel his presence most profoundly, and it's in the victories that I see his hand guiding me. This love isn't just mine to keep, it's a love to share. Jesus' love isn't meant to be hoarded, it's meant to overflow. My greatest joy is sharing his love with others, whether through words, actions, or simply living in a way that reflects his light. Loving Jesus isn't a one-time decision, it's a daily journey. It's waking up every morning and choosing to trust him. Follow him, and let his love transform me. Loving Jesus isn't just a feeling or a single moment of realization. It's a journey. Every day, I learn what it means to walk with him, trust him, and grow in his love. Each morning, I begin my day with Jesus. Before I check my phone or rush into the chaos of life, I sit in the stillness and talk to him. It doesn't have to be a long or fancy prayer. Sometimes, it's as simple as, Jesus. Thank you for this new day. Be with me and guide me. In those moments, I feel his peace wash over me, grounding me for whatever lies ahead. Reading scripture is like fuel for my soul. Passages like Psalm 23 remind me that he's my shepherd, walking beside me through green pastures and dark valleys alike. His word isn't just ancient wisdom, it's alive. It speaks into my circumstances and renews my mind. Starting my day with Jesus transforms how I approach everything, from big challenges to small decisions. Walking with Jesus isn't just about speaking to him, it's also about listening. In the quiet moments, I've learned to discern his voice. Sometimes it's a gentle nudge in my heart. Other times, it's clarity in a situation I've been praying about. Jesus speaks through his word, through the people he places in my life, and even through the beauty of creation. I've learned to pause and be still, allowing him to guide me. As it says in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." Listening to Jesus requires faith and patience. I don't always get the answers I want, but I've come to trust that his plans are better than mine. Even when I don't understand, I hold on to the promise of Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Walking with Jesus means following where he leads, even when it's uncomfortable. Obedience isn't always easy, but it's always worth it. I've learned that when I step out in faith, Jesus meets me with his strength and provision. One time, I felt him calling me to forgive someone who had deeply hurt me. It wasn't easy. My pride and pain screamed against it. But as I prayed and surrendered to his will, I felt a weight lift off my shoulders. Forgiving wasn't just a gift to the other person, it was a gift to me, freeing me from bitterness and opening my heart to more of Jesus' love. Obedience isn't about rules or earning his love. It's a response to the love he's already given me. As Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commands." It's a way of showing my gratitude and trust in him. Life isn't always smooth sailing, even when you're walking with Jesus. There are storms, moments of doubt, fear, and pain. But in those times, I've experienced his presence most profoundly. One of my favorite stories in the Gospels is when Jesus calms the storm. The disciples were terrified as the waves crashed around them, but Jesus stood up and said, "Be still." Suddenly the storm stopped and the sea was calm. I've faced storms in my life too. Moments when I felt like the waves would overwhelm me, but every time he was there, before I knew him, before I could even comprehend his goodness, he chose me. He pursued me, not because of who I am, but because of who he is. His love isn't conditional. It's not based on my performance or my past. It's rooted in his perfect, unchanging nature. I love Jesus because he's faithful. When I'm lost, he guides me back to his path. His promises are true, and his presence is constant. I love Jesus because he's my hope. In a world filled with brokenness, he is the light that never dims. He reminds me that this life is not the end, that there is a greater glory awaiting us. His resurrection is the proof that death has been defeated and that love always wins. Every day, my love for Jesus deepens. It's not always easy. There are moments of doubt, struggle, and failure. But in those moments, his love becomes even clearer. It's in the valleys that I feel his presence most profoundly, and it's in the victories that I see his hand guiding me. This love isn't just mine to keep, it's a love to share. Jesus' love isn't meant to be hoarded, it's meant to overflow. My greatest joy is sharing his love with others, whether through words, actions, or simply living in a way that reflects his light. Loving Jesus isn't a one-time decision, it's a daily journey. It's waking up every morning and choosing to trust him, follow him, and let his love transform me.